evening to you all.
I love my Christmas ornament, Brian. Thank you very much. There's nothing like getting a...
Especially since I didn't get it for you. You can't put that blame on me.
I can, but, you know. What is his name?
I did introduce you all to the website.
Santa?
BBC. BBS? Big...
Big Bad Claws?
Look,
Big
until Bad we Claws. Get endorsed by it, I am not endorsing any products. But they start giving us the moolah.
But I am McLovin.
That was pretty sweet.
So welcome back, Movie Fans. Pete here.
And Brian.
And Neil.
And we are three dads, sashaying our way through the movies of our youth. And we are in week three of the most recent challenge, so to speak, to pick a movie from our youth that we did not like, but somehow think has aged well. And I went first with DC Cab.
That was a big winner.
That was a big winner. Neil, you went with Hardware.
I went with Hardware.
Which...
We made it.
It didn't win, but it didn't drop out of the race.
As I posted on Facebook, it was infinitely better than Short Circuit.
That is...
I agree with that.
I love when you set the bar on the ground.
I would say that it... It wasn't
terrible.
If I could remove the really creepy Peeping Tom guy, I think I would have enjoyed it a little bit more.
Well, it's not a limbo, it's a high jump. So, you know what? I'll take it.
Yeah. Well, that's okay. Like, that's why we do this. Not a limbo, it's a high jump. Not everyone can be a winner.
And we are on to week three.
Yes, sir.
Brian.
Are we, Brian. Should I drop what we're gonna...
Well, you're the only one that knows.
Yeah. I know.
This is your show, so I'm just gonna shut up and drink my beverage of choice at the moment.
All right. So, for my pick, it was a little bit harder because it's hard to pick a movie that you didn't like as a kid when my palate was really forgiving, even by my standards.
It was interesting. It's weird that you say that because I was just telling Neil yesterday. I was like, this is going to be hard because Brian likes everything.
I really do. Like, it's hard for me to be like, I really hated that. I mean, we found them.
They exist.
They exist.
The Dark Crystal.
Oh, God. That one's just depressing. But this was one I watched as a kid. It was super popular. They had a toy line. It was one of those where, like, we all thought this was going to be the coolest movie. It was going to be a breakthrough, and I could not get into it.
I hope it's not Judge Dredd.
I didn't dig it. I enjoyed Judge Dredd. It was not Judge Dredd. This movie is a classic with lots of star power.
You want us to try and guess?
Based on. I'm like, nope, I'm just going to keep hyping it up. But it is...
Okay, Flav.
Warren Beatty.
Dick
Madonna.
Tracy.
Dick Tracy.
Oh, I also hated this movie when it came out.
Oh, no.
It wasn't as bad as Bugsy, but it was close.
Oh, God, Bugsy.
That all came out... I think they came out at the same
time. It had the Jurassic Park kid, right?
I think it did. You're right. Oh, it has, man. Like, a young kid. Like, it is... It was... People thought it was going to basically revive Dick Tracy. And this might have even been the same time as The Shadow, where like they were really going back to old radio shows.
The radio serials,
and
yeah.
Trying to bring them back. And I liked the preview. I remember like my brother Kevin, you all remember Kevin, was excited to see the movie. And I think we may have even seen it in theaters, and I don't remember it. I remember renting it and going, huh. And then I just, like, went to go play action figures or something. I don't know how it ends. I don't remember anything other than like it had a rogues gallery of like B-listed Batman.
No, you saw the whole movie.
Well, yeah. Al Pacino's the bad guy, right?
As Puddin'Face or something, or
and Dustin Hoffman is Mumbles.
Yeah.
Oh my God! So like, wow! So it was star-studded.
Oh no! This was like a huge super budget. This was one of those first movies that had a really good trailer. Like, you know, you get fooled by the trailer every once in a while. Like, oh, it's going to be fucking awesome. I can't wait to go see Avatar 2.
You know?
Hey.
You know what's funny about this movie is I remember when I was in 7th grade, I really liked my art teacher and we got along well. And she showed this movie to our class.
And you didn't like her so much?
In art class. No, because she was like, the art design in this movie is, it'll blow your mind. So we were just watching it for that reason alone. And I think everyone really liked it.
It's great when you don't have to pay attention to the
scene. And also, any out of class, like, instead of class, we're just going to watch a movie. It could be the history of dirt.
I am.
That is true.
I am worried.
I mean, that's why, like, I did not like it.
No, but I'm worried.
I like this pig a lot.
I'm going to be angry worried.
Look, oh, I like this pick. I'm cautiously optimistic.
What, you're just cautiously optimistic that we're going to have fireworks? The bar is low. You just want to see it all burn.
I think when we were kids, it seemed like these were going to be cool Batman-type villains and, like, you know, a hard-boiled detective who, you know, solving crime. So it seemed like Batman-esque, but the villains were not that interesting.
No, so imagine they just made a mobster movie but used pastel colors instead.
And I think that movie is called Sin City.
I enjoyed Sin City. I do not think this will be Sin City. So, anyways, that's my pick. Let's see if we can answer the three classic questions of... Does it hold up? Should it be rebooted? Will our kids like it? And if we make them watch it as punishment...
What platform is it on? Is it on HBO?
We'll have to rent it on Prime. It's not on anything.
That's fine.
Yeah, well, you're going to pay real monies.
Oh, we didn't have to, like, get it off of some Substack and... Belarus,
which I would have done.
Would be the first
I have
time.
More tiny USB drives
that we can accidentally swallow.
In little dime bags.
I had dime bag movies for days.
Oh, man.
Well, so, you know, we're gonna check it out, but at least it's only an hour and 45, 42 minutes, depending on if you watch the credits, I guess.
It's kind of interesting.
Well, it's funny. When you search for dick, it comes up with a lot of options.
I was
just
going to say, this is your search history, and you started with dick. This is revealing.
That seems artsy.
Dick Tracy. It kind of goes right in line.
Oh, you can rent it in HD. Can you get it in low D? I don't think HD
can we
is
get
good.
Less?
Can we get less D?
For the record, Warren Beatty already looks really old, and this was in 1990.
We're just
going to
get Ick Tracy?
I'm renting Dick Tracy right now. Here we go.
All right. Well,
so,
I guess we'll see you on the other side, movie fans.
It's going to be fine. Everything's fine.
Everything's fine.
I'm so scared. Start playing. Here we go. We'll be right back. Do, 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 do.
It's not fine. It's not fine.
Hey, it's Touchstone.
Touchstone Pictures.
Oh, it's still fine. I'm wrong. Fine.
Music. Oh, there's no music to start.
Yeah, it's going to be hard-boiled. No, there's no time for music.
No, we're...
No, we're back.
We're back.
We're not muted. Oh, we're not. I mean, of course we're not muted.
No, we're totally... Yes. Happening. In 3, 2, 1.
So...
2K.
Dick Tracy, we watched it.
Watched a lot of dick.
Yeah,
did have some dick jokes in it.
There are a few dick jokes.
Yeah, and it was more fun coming up with dick jokes than trying to figure out a lot of the plot points.
I still don't.
But that's a spoiler.
You said the word plot.
Again, there is a plot. It's just a 20-minute plot in an hour and a half movie.
I find it.
It's very straightforward, Pete.
Welcome back, movie fans. We just watched Dick Tracy.
So let's do 2-sentence synopsis.
In a world where you need more dick, comes the greatest dick detective of all time. It's Dick Tracy, who's going to dick around town, making sure that he finds all the dicks who are doing wrong dicky things and put them away.
Dick jokes are low-hanging fruit for this.
Dicks.
All right, let's see.
Reaching for the twigs and berries.
Too many dicks on the dance floor. Too many dicks.
Now that is applicable to this movie.
Let's see here. Dick Tracy, the man in the yellow hat, kidnaps a child, murders his father, and cheats on his girlfriend until he ends up winning.
I don't know if he cheated. It was just bad optics.
I didn't mean to kiss her before you walked in or right before she died after I sent you to go get the ambulance to save her life.
She kissed him both times and he just kind of was there. The thing is, Dick Tracy's married to his job. I don't know why anybody...
That is also true. He's like, hey, by the way, I got to go to work. You want to get married? Later.
Yeah, at the end of the movie, he tosses the ring like, I don't have time because once again I'm leaving to go deal with something. Tosses me like the whole movie is him leaving her.
Who's
going to
be cheating on who 5 years from now?
Yeah, she's definitely going to find someone who just wants to spend their time watching Netflix and chilling.
His name is Pablo, and he cleans the pool.
I will say, cheating is never okay, but if it's Madonna wearing nothing, bringing champagne, and getting doggy style on your work desk in front of you...
I mean...
Neil, cheating is never okay, but...
I'm just I'm just saying, if it gives you a moment of pause...
That is a terrible
sentence. Feel like... I guess what we should be saying is that everyone should be given a hall pass, like, for certain celebrities, and if your celebrity is Madonna, that's when someone should be...
But apparently, anyways, at least 12,000 people celebrity was Warren Beatty.
Yeah.
Yeah, Warren Beatty got around.
It's surprising he had the energy to kiss her.
But
tired man.
All right, my two sentence synopsis.
Yep.
Dick Tracy
yep.
vows to take down all the crime in City Town with the help of an orphan and a ragtag group of cops. Unfortunately, the only way he was able to succeed is with a lot of blackmail / setups. None of it makes sense.
I will say that this was the angriest I've ever seen you watching a movie when they asked him, he asked some guys to ID the walnuts for fingerprints.
Oh, So right now I have movies and I have two ends of the spectrum. The best was Beverly Hills Cop, where he used cyanoacrylate fuming to actually fingerprint something and get prints, a technique we actually use. And then we have this fucking movie in which Warren Beatty, Dick Tracy, holds up a bag of walnuts and is like, fingerprint these. I want this information from this by 8 a.m.
You know who you sound like right now? Any of our wives, when they're watching a show when a nurse comes on about to do brain surgery.
Mm. Well,
why not just make him a fucking doctor?
And I can tell you right now, you can give me all the time in the world, you're not getting fingerprints off a walnut shell.
Well, to be fair, they didn't get any.
And and then you just bring up, like, you know, and then Dick's sitting there like, did you try the iodine? I'm like, oh, that actually works for porous surfaces. Okay, but it's a brown surface. Iodine's brown. What are you going to see? Brown on brown? Next. He's like, silver nitrate. Like, that's not going to work. Like, what are you throwing out, Dick? Anyways, no. You're not getting fingerprints off walnut shells. I'm still mad.
He's still really mad.
You know what? Because this is real world right here. When a detective wants the lab to solve all their crimes for them with shit evidence.
I love that it was like after 2 in the morning. And I get the boys down to the lab to get this by 8 a.m. And Brian's like, I'm one of the boys.
I'm one of the boys, and I'm irate. I've been telling Dick Tracy to go take a long walk off a short pier. I'm going to bed.
We're starting to talk old-timey now. Yeah. That's how angry we are.
Say there, Dick Tracy, why don't you go with your gumshoe up into your memory?
Random go suck an egg comment that was just thrown.
All right. So, I'm bringing that one back. Suck an egg.
We should dive into first question one and then move on from there. Question one for me is no, this movie did not hold up. I was so bored watching this movie. None of it made sense. It was off the wall kooky.
Were there any parts that you did enjoy?
I will say the amount of every character in this movie, despite the prosthetics, is some named actor or actress, and everybody was bringing their best. So I loved seeing the scene chewing and the ridiculousness of everyone from Madonna, Al Pacino, not Warren Beatty, but even the kid. Like, everybody was...
Mandy Patinkin, Dick Van Dyke, Catherine O'Hara,
Robert Duvall. Cole Meany.
No, James Caan, not Robert Duvall.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Common mistake.
Touche.
I mean, just star-studded. But the movie, like I said, that the movie suffered from, it was so true to the comics that it suffered from not being able to allow anything to evolve or sit with the audience before they quickly cut to a new scene, to a new thing. It was frenetic. It's like listening to my son try to explain a story to me where he has just had too much sugar.
Well, you didn't even have to add the story. Just ask any of our kids to try to explain the instruction manuals to a video game. or a board game you're about to play.
Oh, yeah, that's a big one.
That's pretty much what this was. How do you play this? Oh, well, first you need
that's stuttering. Like, this would be like, first you need this and this and this, but first you better remember this, remember this, remember this. Oh, look over here. This is a shiny thing. The shiny thing doesn't matter, but if you get enough of these things, it's just...
We forgot Dustin Hoffman.
Yeah. Dustin Hoffman. So that was my thing. Like, I just... This movie was painful to watch because it was... I felt like I had ADHD because I constantly would look at it and then want to be doing something else.
That's fair. Yeah, this movie did not hold up for me. I didn't actually particularly enjoy this movie the first time around when I saw it in 1990. And I had not seen it since on purpose. And this was a lot of confirmation bias for me.
I want it to be good, but I know
although that... I will say, Madonna knocked it out of the park. She stole every scene that she was in. Mandy Patinkin knocked it out of the park. The two of them actually did a duet together. The aesthetic of the movie, the comic book reels, the camera shots, I loved that part. I actually really enjoyed that part of it. But anytime any character opened their mouth...
And the amount of prosthetics, like everybody was just...
I was okay, actually okay with the prosthetics because it was trying to tie in with the anime, the style of the comic book of how they portrayed the villains in the comic books at that time. Like, I was okay with
that's,
that.
That's true. I guess but, you can forgive it.
No. It was just the script was so thin that it felt like Warren Beatty just said to the actors at the start of each scene, when I say action, just start chewing really, really hard at everything you do. Don't worry about the lines. Don't worry about what you're supposed to say. Doesn't matter. Just go 100%. Go all in, you know, and, you know, go Shia LaBeouf level. Shatner should have been in this movie.
No, because it would have been everyone is already doing Shatner. He has nowhere to go.
That's what I'm saying. Like, he wouldn't have actually had to do anything. He could have just been in there. He could have easily been the James Caan character of this movie. That would have been perfect.
I gotta say, he could have been Al Pacino. I go to the point where you said that the aesthetic, Neil, you put it really well. This was proto Sin City.
It would have been interesting if they would have had computer stuff. And the guy who shot this is like a world famous cinematographer. He did Apocalypse Now, and he did The Last Emperor, and he also did this.
Wow.
I mean, he's like extremely famous, and it's not surprising. It looked fantastic, but it really had that, I don't know, it was almost like the prosthetics came through a little bit too much.
Like, you know what happens when you give the keys to the castle to all the high school kids and say, don't throw a party, wink, wink, nudge, nudge, know what I mean? And they're like, they're going to throw a party. You know they're going to throw a party. They're not even going to hide it very well. Everything's going to break. And they're just, it's just not going to be a...
So you're saying they gave Warren Beatty too much free reign? Is he the kids to the key to the castle?
I don't know. It might even just be, this was a Hollywood movie made by Hollywood movie stars. From just, it just felt like, it's so hard to pin down of what like my biggest problem with, but I do think it's like just the overacting and a thin script combined together just makes it really hard to watch.
I absolutely hate it. Like, what put the nail in the coffin for me was the movie ends with, you know, climactic battle, but they don't solve that Dick Tracy was framed for the murder of the DA, who was played by Dick Van Dyke. So he was framed for that by No Face. And as far as everyone knows, Dick Tracy killed the DA. He was found, you know, with a gun standing over the body, pointed the gun at people. Like, he was arrested and charged. That has never been cleared up. He escaped jail with the help of his buddies.
Mm-hmm. And when No Face dies at the end, and it's the big reveal that it's actually Breathless Mahoney, you know, like, wait a minute. How did she die? Like,
right.
This is on...
Well, so, I mean, you could trace back that she was shot by the gun, but there's enough there. Like, that's fine, but he's still on the hook for that murder. Like, they could maybe... But they're still going to have to investigate it. That's not cleared up. And the end of the movie treats it as though everything's fine, including his fiancée, who was super pissed about catching him making out with Madonna. But that's okay too because she's dead.
Go get an ambulance.
Yeah.
Slowly.
Oh, yeah. She's gonna need help.
Well, nice Peter Griffin.
So that's my big thing. Like, I feel as though no one really cared about, like, everybody cared more about the aesthetic, the look, the prosthetics, the everything, and then plot points were just like, oh, no one will care because they'll be so dazzled.
So here's a good question for you. Would you ever want to see a Dick Tracy reboot as a movie? It's unanimous.
Well, I'm thinking.
Well, you knew the question was coming.
Yeah, and...
like, would you want... or even a sequel, well, or something in this universe.
Well, the source material is very rich, and I still think the source material, even though it's dated, I suppose that's part of the charm.
So, I know that Warren Beatty loved the original so much that he wanted to include as many of the villains as possible, which is why you have, like, 30 of them. Mm-hmm. If you ever did a reboot, cut it down to 5 or 6 and have random henchmen in the background, because even in 1990, this was already old source material. This was already 50, 60 years old at this point. This is 1930s, 1940s.
That's old.
So you're already dealing with your source material being dated when it was made. Now we're another 30 plus years past that, and it's going to be hard to do just like a straight, like, I'm a straight gumshoes. And there's, like, you'd have to make it a little, you'd have to really switch it up.
So I like, somehow, to make it good. I like the film noir. I like the hard-nosed detective. I feel like that's a genre that we haven't been to in a while. And I think going back to that would be great. But you made a good point. This movie was made with the source material being 60 years old. Who were they making movie for? Like, they made toys and everything, so it was almost like they wanted it to be for me, who was 8 at the time.
No.
And I couldn't be bothered with this movie.
I think what they were actually shooting for were grandparents having nostalgia to buy toys for their grandkids.
Like, maybe, but, like, that's a tough audience to be like, let me make this big blockbuster movie.
I don't know. I think it's an interesting marketing angle on that, but it's...
I would like, but I don't know where to begin because I feel like it could be done, but you have to.
You would almost want to reboot this as taking the source material seriously. You'd have to take out the stylized colors.
But that's what makes it what it is, though.
No. Hear me out. You leave in the yellow trench coat and the hat. And you have, like, homages to the film noir aesthetic, but you make the story a much more serious tone. And you make it dark. You make it a bit more gritty. And you actually pull in, like, a real... I don't want to go so far as saying, like, it's like a murder mystery type 7 deal. Like, I'm not saying, like, go that far with it.
I don't know if I want to Nolanize this.
I'm not saying bring it to, like, I'm Batman. And they almost did it. I'm Breathless Mahoney. But you could take it a bit more seriously. It's either that or you turn it into, like, a comedy. You turn it into a buddy cop comedy or something like that. And I don't think that the source material deserves that.
I think you're right, Brian, that this movie, I'm not sure it ever found an audience because I'm not sure it had an idea who it was going for. I think the people that made the movie probably had a ton of fun. I think there are some, you know, cinephiles and cultural warrior people that, you know, appreciate the throwbacks. But I think your average kid, it would just be lost on them.
Well, I think that was the problem was that in theory, if you're going to put out toys.
8-year-old Brian.
8-year-old Brian should be your target audience. And I just couldn't get into it. Like, I thought, I was like, well, whatever.
Yeah. I will say, if you want to take this era of storytelling, of comics and all that, and you want to update it, I think they kind of already did that with Watchmen, I would say.
Yeah.
And even that had a little trouble finding an audience. Granted, it was a little long and, you know, whatever else, but I just don't know.
We're all struggling.
Well, what makes it hard is that I think
his name's Dick.
Well, no, I'm fine with like bringing a detective, doing actual detective. Like there is some sort of mystery. Like there is something like mobster. Like we've had good mob movies, and I think you could bring in the yellow coat. You could bring in like the cartoonish bad guys, but. I think you're right, but you got to give it – it's got to be a little more serious. Like this was really into like just showing Dick Tracy beating up guys and
this was a film made by the actors. It's like the actors got a hold of the reins. You know, Warren Beatty is producing and directing it. And it was basically like, you know, the kids got the keys to the castle for the night and they got to make the movie that they wanted to. And I think you're right, Neil. Must have had a ton of fun making this. I was reading that Al Pacino did his entire the design and aesthetic for his character, like, was all him. He made that, and it was different from the source material.
Which, again, but my question is, in trying to reboot this, like, I think I would like to see, like, an actual... I think you could keep all the aesthetics of Dick Tracy, but make it an actual mystery, like, where he has to... It'd be even better, like, he has to clear his name. Like, Star Detective has been brought low, you know.
So the movie would start better if he started off in jail.
Right. Like, or even just he's now out on bail. Like, he's lost all of his credibility, and it's him having to be the good detective he is. Because we didn't see any detecting. But, again, I don't know enough about the material. Like, even watching this, we have no idea.
All we have is like the Apple Watch.
It's a bunch of costume, and it's a way of speaking.
I don't care that you're watching Wagner.
So yeah,
come down to the crime scene and get back for the second act, sure.
Yeah, you're right though. There was no mystery because we saw both sides. I guess the only mystery was who the blank was.
And even in watching it, like I remembered who the blank was, but it wasn't a big like. Oh, I wonder who the blank is. Like, oh, working with the... Like, it wasn't huge. It was enough to maybe, like, make you wonder.
It wasn't going
to
carry the movie. But if you thought about it, there's really no one else it could have been. Right.
Oh, yeah.
It would have been funny if it... I would have appreciated if it was Dick Tracy's girlfriend the whole time. Something... That would have been a cool... Like,
so this is what... Halloween. Like, but this is where... When you start thinking of what a reboot or a reimagining of a Dick Tracy movie could be like... I do feel like there's enough in the source material, like you said, Neil, that you could make a great movie. You'd have to really cut down and really narrow in how many villains and like
this was lacking was a good script, a good plot. Like if you bring, I would be willing to, because this movie is now so old and forgotten. Really, that I think you could
32 years.
Yeah, you could bring in Dick Tracy, but the hard part is like. Who's it for? Like Dick Tracy. Like to be honest, the people who are big Dick Tracy fans
are dead.
Are not buying movies.
Are dead. They are dead.
You know
they are dead now. They have died.
Yeah. So I think like that. This I don't think it'll ever happen. I feel like we've seen all the Dick that we can possibly see.
I don't know. Done now. Can you ever really? But if you were to reboot it, who would you cast in this? Not Warren Beatty. Who would be your modern Dick Tracy? Aha.
You know who?
Who would be your Dick Tracy?
Joseph Gordon-Levitt was really good in a movie called Brick, which was a film noir style whodunit mystery set in a high school.
That was a Rian Johnson's first feature, wasn't it?
I think it was.
Yeah.
And... But so him doing the hard-nosed detective worked really well. And I would – and he's old enough now that he could be an older detective. Like he could be a seasoned, well-heeled, like well-known
you wouldn't have detective like, who's would, fallen Wouldn't you want to go like top line A-list and go with
– I did. That's Joseph Gordon-Levitt.
I agree he's an A-list, but you could go with a Brad Pitt or a Leo.
Too old.
Really? Yeah, I think Leonardo DiCaprio.
Look,
Leonardo DiCaprio right now would be the same age as Warren Beatty was when he made this movie.
Yeah, and Warren Beatty was old in this movie.
That is also true.
Like, I'm just saying, like, it's enough. Like, where you want, I would want someone who is, you know, old enough that they've been, like, that they are believable as like a top detective in a very busy crime-ridden city, but also enough that they can still...
Andy Samberg. Thanks, guys. That was helpful. That was helpful.
I'm like, all I think is you mean like Brooklyn Nine-Nine. Like, yeah. Who is a he's a great detective on
I'd like
show.
To see him go into a bit more serious. I actually do think... I actually think he would be a really good dramatic actor.
I mean,
when
that could be his opportunity. You're right. It could be like this is
all of the comedic actors transition to more serious roles at some point, and some of them have chops and some of them don't. I think he does have chops. I'm just throwing that out there.
Fair. How about you, Neil? Do you have anybody you would throw in
as the dick? Tracy?
I don't know. I mean, it's such a very distinct style in which he was drawn. Like, with the square-jawed kind of, you know...
Like a Chris Hemsworth type thing or something.
Josh Brolin. A young Josh Brolin.
A young Josh Brolin, but he's too old now.
I mean, yeah, now he's... But doesn't he have a son?
Maybe that's but then you'd have to go with, like, a Robert Pattinson.
Well, that's why I kind of like the Marv from Sin City, where they actually made him look that way.
Yeah.
I mean, that guy's kind of a throwback. Granted, Marv wasn't really, like, a superhero, but...
Well, I don't know.
I don't know exactly how you pull off the style of Dick Tracy in a live-action movie. I think it'd be hard.
Well, the style, or, like, just someone who looks like Dick Tracy? Like, you want them to have, like, that square jaw? Well, here's another funny thing, is Warren Beatty... Like, doesn't look anything like Dick Tracy in the comics, but they made everybody work so hard with prosthetics to look like the comic book characters.
Well, he was the producer and director.
Yeah, it's clear, like, you know.
He's like, I'm going to be the best looking guy on set, by the way.
You can just say, like, you want to show them, okay, so I need you with this and this. Like, you know, Pacino's putting on massive, falsy, like, back and hunches and all that stuff. And then, Warren, what are you going
to
wear?
Does this mean we have to do Son of a Woman next week?
No.
No. Any Given Sunday?
No. Oh, I love Any Given. Elizabeth Berkley's only successful movie.
Mm.
Ish.
Ish.
So, yeah, I think you're. It's a very tough call.
So, our children. My children will be spared from this movie.
Well, it's just, there's nothing.
I'm not even ever going to bring it up to them. And if they ever find it randomly in the archives, like they have to watch it for, let's just say they have to watch it for set design when they're in seventh grade and they come home and they ask me about it. And I will say to them,
the set design was great.
Don't watch this movie.
Yeah. I mean, if
I will,
wanna,
I will say to my kids, do you think we should watch Dick Tracy? What's that one about? Don't watch it.
Yeah, just I think they would run into the same thing I ran into.
Like, I don't even want to watch. I don't even want to make this a punishment for my kids. Like, they would just be confused and sad.
This is literally like eating a potato chip. You put food in your mouth. You ate the food. It had a flavor. You finished the food. Your body has no memory that you ate any food.
But unfortunately, the difference being that when you eat a potato chip, you also have no memory, but then you're weirdly craving another potato chip.
Yeah, I'd watch this and be like, I'd like to watch a real movie now.
No. I was taking it a little different. Like, you'd want to watch Dick Tracy again now?
This would be like one of those movies where, like, I vaguely remember we watched something, but do you want to watch a movie?
This movie was not good, guys.
It's just
We need a palate cleanser next week.
Well, we had an idea. Like, well, I didn't have an idea.
Neil had the idea.
It was a good idea.
You want to run with the idea here?
The idea was that, you know, because we also enjoy current popular culture, it just so happens that there is a movie out right now, and it's
a little indie film.
Yeah,
he's doing really great at cons. It got picked up by Miramax.
Yeah, and it made me think this would be so fantastic. It's a James Cameron movie. It's about a world filled with water.
Water world? See, which I have to pee, so
dude,
let's not talk
we
about.
Have to watch that movie.
We're not watching water
world. Dennis it's Hopper. One of James Cameron's best things he does, because no one does water better than James Cameron, right? I mean,
so
you guys would know what we're talking about.
You know, not
so,
to mention it, Titanic water.
Mm-hmm.
This movie, Way of the Water, and then
of course the obvious one is The Abyss.
But now I gotta ask, are we gonna do the theatrical release or the much longer but more James Cameron-y?
I think we can get away with the theatrical release,
but it misses out like the critical moment where humanity is saved with love.
Yeah, I'm okay with that.
Ugh, Philistines.
Can you get free by 6 p.m.
It's like a 2.5 hour movie, isn't it?
I think the theatrical release is 2.5 hours.
Theatrical is, I think, 2 hours and 20 some minutes.
Yeah, yeah, that's what I said.
The full director's is like 3+. It was on. So we had the extended version of The Abyss on Laserdisc.
You it had to flip the disc.
Twice. Two discs. It was A side, B side, disc two, A side, B side.
That...
There was an intermission.
Oh, man.
We watched it for an entire Sunday.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
But
are we really going to do this?
I'm down. Like, it's a cool movie. So I haven't seen it.
I'm since gone I was a most kid. Of next week. I don't get back until Thursday. Well,
we might have to wait till after the holidays. It might be a little bit tough, folks.
All right.
But
all right.
I'm down. I'm down for The Abyss with Ed Harris and Michael Biehn.
Michael
Biehn. And
others.
A supporting cast that was also there giving it their all.
Michael Biehn in this one is probably at his most menacing when he starts really suffering from the compression sickness or the oxygen.
Isn't a thing.
Whatever.
Well, you have the bends where you get nitrogen bubbles in your blood that bad. That's and then you have like hypoxia where you don't have enough oxygen. You start doing weird shit.
Yeah.
I think he just went off
psychotic.
The deep end.
But like that, I distinctly remember like when he was, and it was like he had like a Henry Cavill mustache, Mission Impossible style in there, didn't he?
Or does.
Something like
Michael
that.
Michael Biehn does not rock a mustache well.
But that being said, like it worked in the sense that like I was scared of him in that movie.
Yeah, I think we'll also have some very cool 3D water effects that were some like cutting edge at the time. Like, and this will be good. This will be great, especially after this movie.
You sure you don't want to watch Leviathan instead?
I know there was a
Deep scene, Star 6.
Like, three movies about, you know, scientists
underwater.
Being stuck deep in trenches underwater.
Without Dick Tracy.
Again, low-hanging fruit. It's no, too easy.
That's water, surface. Water everywhere,
I'd
and
like
no
us
dick
to go
around.
A little bit deeper. Look, guys, we're talking about James Cameron. He raised the bar a little bit on movies, all right? Let's have a little respect for Jimmy.
I do. And I don't.
This sounds like a to-be-continued, gentlemen.
All right.
I will also just say, I do have a friend of mine who went to a party where James Cameron made an appearance, and James Cameron apparently got super high.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
Super high.
Jimmy.
Are you at all shocked? No.
Dude, we live in a golden age.
This was before, like, this was years ago.
Well,
but
Hollywood.
I mean, it was also like, yeah, who's going to arrest James Cameron for weed possession?
No one.
Yeah.
In California?
Yeah.
They've been legal since 95. All right, send us an email at dadsmovienight@gmail.com. Check us out on Facebook. Share this podcast, all that good stuff. Blah, blah, blah. Any parting words?
No, I'm glad that we rewatched that. I am because I was kind of curious going into it. Once you told us what we were doing, I thought, wow, I wonder how well that does hold up.
Yeah, and I thought it didn't. I had high hopes too. Like
I was right where I was supposed to be. I was warning us. I was like, guys, I'm worried about
this.
You're
the only one who is not disappointed because you were already there.
Yeah, it just makes things easier.
It will be better next week.
Yeah, damn straight it will. We're going to fanboy.
Okay, so wait. We're 1 out of 3 for this challenge, I think.
We're 2 out of 3. Oh, no, 1 out of 3.
1 out of 3 successes.
it was my fucking...
I would like to think we just confirmed that Brian and I were very smart as young men.
Yeah, we did. Sure, Neil. I appreciate that. I'll take it.
And I
but to be fair, you wanted us to watch the Battle of Endor, and we had to go with option B.
Well,
so we could have been
a movie
old.
I thought was bad when I was younger.
We could have goose egged.
But I was happy that DC Cab aged well.
Yes.
At the same time, I think DC Cab would be least likely to be enjoyed by any kid. So I think we're all the winners here.
Thank all you. Right. All right, guys, we will see you next week. Do 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 do.
We barely touched on the whole like role of the kid. His sidekick is like an orphan.
You know, a single man is not allowed to have a child living with him.
Yeah, also just, true. They just picked up this kid off the street. He's like, I guess you're ours now.
This is the 30s. The
40s. What a time.
Creepy.
When are we going to eat?
That was fun. Yeah.
That was good.
Yeah.
When are we going to eat?
Yeah, but see, the thing is, if you didn't see the movie, they don't get what we're saying. We have to assume everybody watched the movie.
Well, that's the whole point of the podcast. Everyone who's listening pauses it. When we pause it, they watch the movie, then we come back and join it together.
Yes, I'm sure that is exactly what our listeners are doing.
I know for sure.
Utter faith.
I love you guys.